We're continuing this morning, beginning this morning, hopefully, and ending as well in the next 5 or so minutes. Some of the halachas pertaining to the bracha of Asher Yotzer that we make both in the morning, obviously, and throughout the day as well. Please be aware, there's a very, very important piece in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Vav, Sif Aleph. We're not going to read the entire thing now, it's quite long, but the Mechaber takes the time and a great length to explain word by word the meaning and significance of the brachos that we're making during the Asher Yotzer, what exactly every phrase is meant to convey, to try to get a proper appreciation of the Akaras HaTov that's latent in that bracha. It goes without saying that if the Shulchan Aruch, which obviously is a sefer that teaches us all the halachos, takes the time to write a whole lapedosh and all the different, many other different at least, opinions of the Mefarsh and what the bracha of Asher Yotzer means, that's very much so to highlight and to underscore the significance and importance of that bracha. It's important not just to be said, like we discussed yesterday, but to be understood, but to be meant and to be felt. It is certainly worth a while to take the time to actually learn that piece in the Shulchan Aruch, again, Siman Vav, Sif Aleph, to see what exactly the Asher Yotzer is all about. It's Baruch Hashem and off Thursday this afternoon. We have plenty of free time. We don't have a regular afternoon storm. It's a perfect day to try to make the time to learn through that piece in Shulchan Aruch. And again, hopefully you'll take that opportunity. In terms of the halachas of the Asher Yotzer itself, we have as follows. We're turning right now to Siman Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber points out as follows. First and foremost, Asher Yotzer is made any time a person is going to relieve himself, regardless of what exactly is coming out of the person, whether it's solid waste, liquid, etc. The bracha of Asher Yotzer is a chiyuv to make, regardless of what exactly the asiyas tzrachim is all about. Now, the Mechaber seems to point out that the Asher Yotzer can be made thousands of times per day, in theory, if that's the circumstance that the person is in. The Mishabura points out a couple of guidelines, what exactly and when exactly the Asher Yotzer is meant to be made. So, for example, Mishabura points out in Sif Aleph, a machlokas in Poskim with a achrada, with a very decisive psak that's given over here, as follows. What happens? A person comes out of a bathroom, and they didn't yet make an Asher Yotzer. They forgot to make it right away. Obviously, okay, there's a general rule, there's a reason, like Dima Lemitzvah, you try to make the bracha as soon as possible after you come out of the bathroom. There's a chiyuv to make the Asher Yotzer. But what happens if a person neglected to do so, and then they sort of feel the need to go back to the bathroom again and use a second time? Are they still allowed to make, or they still have to make the Asher Yotzer for the original, for the first use of the bathroom that they had made? Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas. There are some achronim who feel that as long as you haven't yet gone to the bathroom a second time, you're still obligated to make an Asher Yotzer to cover the first episode. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the name of other achronim, and this is the psak that's offered by the Mishnah Berurah, and this is certainly what's followed, that once a person feels the need to use the bathroom again, he no longer should make an Asher Yotzer for the first use of the bathroom. He'll wait till he comes out and makes one bracha to cover both. And within that train of thought, we basically have a situation we have a situation where there are certain circumstances where a person might feel that his stomach is a little bit sick, feeling queasy that day, and he thinks that he might actually be back and forth in and out of the bathroom. How many Asher Yotzer would the person make in that kind of a circumstance? So the guideline basically is that we follow that if the person, when he leaves the bathroom, really feels that imminently he knows he's going to go back in, and that does happen to people at times, again, lo aleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keep us always healthy and sound, but sometimes the person knows that he's going to have to, in a couple of minutes, go back in. So there, if it's imminent, in other words, the person feels, yeah, when you come out, you know you're just taking a break, stretch your legs, etc., get a breather. So in that kind of a circumstance, the person, in fact, would wait and not make the Asher Yotzer again. If the person, when he leaves the bathroom, feels he might have a couple of minutes and he might be able to sit down and learn a little bit, etc., he's sort of hoping not to rush back in. So there, even if he knows he is feeling sick and chances are he's going to have to return, nevertheless, the Asher Yotzer is going to be made upon exiting the bathroom, whatever number of times, I'll say the first time, whenever that might be. There is a shayla about the Asher Yotzer, exactly how to categorize what kind of bracha an Asher Yotzer is. There were some poskim who felt that the Asher Yotzer is considered a birkas hanehinim, bracha that we make upon the receiving hana in Olam Hazeh. Most of the poskim are under the impression that the Asher Yotzer is what we call a birkas hasheva, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ability that we have to, thank God, function normally as many of the lines in that bracha indicate. The very significant nafkamina that comes up, and if need be, certainly can be used, it says as follows. In one of the tshuvas of Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out like this, that if we assume that the Asher Yotzer is categorized as a Birkas HaShevach, a general praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, in theory, anyone out there in the world will be able to be motzi, somebody else, in the bracha of Asher Yotzer, even if he himself isn't technically speaking chayiv in that bracha. Once it's just a praise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, anyone in theory should be able to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam for that phenomena. And if a person had a circumstance where he has a suffix about his Asher Yotzer, for example, I'm not sure if I should be making one. So obviously, if you have somebody else who was to have made the someone else who's chayiv to make the bracha, you want to be yotzei through that person. Sometimes, though, if for whatever the reason is, a person can't make an Asher Yotzer, is not sure, etc. He's not sure what to do, uncomfortable making the bracha. Sometimes, if a circumstance, a person literally can't make a bracha. A person sometimes that we deal with people don't know how to read the Lashon HaKodesh, aren't familiar with the brachos. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out an interesting stack. In those circumstances, one in fact could ask someone else to be motzi the Asher Yotzer, again, b'shas etchak, even if the other person, the one who's making the bracha himself, wasn't necessarily chayiv in that the bracha because of the general shevach nature that's there in the bracha of the Asher Yotzer. Now, in terms of some other halachas about the Asher Yotzer, the Mechaber brings down a halacha in Siv Dalet here that basically tells us there's no shiur to the amount of waste that has to come out of the person to be mechayiv him in an Asher Yotzer. As long as something actually came out of the body, we already are obligated to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam for that phenomena. As the Mechaber points out, that even if there's just a little waste that has to be excreted, and if chalila v'chas the person could not do that, that would already cause a damage to the person's body, that would already be not a great or massive to be in, and therefore the shevach is certainly deserved, no matter how much, how little, actually was able to come out of the person. There's a series of discussions that come up here in the Mishnah Berurah, but you're not going to get into many of the details, just to point out some of the things that we should keep in mind over here, which go as follows. There are certain circumstances where the Asher Yotzer and some other brachos might conflict with each other to some degree. For example, the Mishnah Berurah being just running off some of these shaylas that are there, and I'll let you discuss them yourselves and look through these things. They're not necessarily the most practical to come up. We'll just rattle them off quickly in the last minute before we conclude. A person has different brachos that are meant to be made. He used the bathroom, he has to make an Asher Yotzer, but he also remembers, you know what, I still need to bench Birkas HaMazon. I haven't gotten around to doing that. Which bracha is meant to take a precedence? For example, certain circumstances, a Birkas HaMazon might be D'oraisa, okay? Asher Yotzer B'Pashas is certainly only a Chiyuv Midrabanan to make. Okay, which one exactly is supposed to come first? There it seems obvious the bracha that D'oraisa would come first. On the other end, when you have a Alamichi, you have to make a Bar Nefashos and an Asher Yotzer. Which bracha is meant to take precedence? The Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate that we would go with what we would call the Tadir, will be the more common bracha, and that the poskim seem to conclude would be the Asher Yotzer. You'd make that first, despite the fact that you're already done with your meal, done with your drink. That Asher Yotzer bracha would have been made, would have been made the first. You have other issues that come up in terms of tefilos and Asher Yotzer, etc. Sometimes we'll cover when we come to the halachas of davening, shaylos of hefsek. Am I allowed to make an Asher Yotzer at different stages that are there during the tefillah? Sometimes you have shaylos that come up in a slightly different vein. You walk into the minyan, let's say, at 2:20, they're about to start mincha, you have an outstanding Asher Yotzer to make the bracha. Now means you're going to miss another 30 seconds, a minute, if you're making the bracha nicely of the Asher Yotzer term. You lose out a little bit on tefillah b'tzibur. Is it preferable perhaps to wait on the Asher Yotzer or what they call the Davin b'tzibur? Again, very quick, without getting to discussions, the other pashas is you would make the Asher Yotzer at that stage in the game, assuming that you'll be able to join in with at least the first bracha of the tzibur, as long as everyone basically started, is basically fresh into the Shemoneh Esrei, certainly preferable to make the Asher Yotzer there first and join in with the tzibur. But those are the basic issues that are there halachically around that govern the Asher Yotzer. Mirshasim, next time when we come back, we're going to start trying to begin already with the halachas of tzitzis, which will take us a little bit of while, straight into the halachas of Chanukah, which Mirshasim is approaching rapidly as well. Please enjoy your breakfast and have a great day.